Have you ever been in an earthquake? Feeling the earth trembling and the ground toppling beneath you? At first, you can't move. Your brain unable to make sense of the conflicting input between your ears and your feet. You feel the terrible rumble from deep in the belly of the earth. Rumble that strikes fear into every living beast. You hear the walls begin to scream. You hear the rumble of distant thunder, albeit beneath you. Then, like a switch, comes all-consuming fear. You realize your life is in the hands of the house that you're in, whether it stands or whether it falls. The theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 46 is fear. Seeking safe harbor when the world around you feels like it's beginning to collapse. Seeking help in times of trouble when the walls begin to scream. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a place where you can become aware of and reflect upon the peaceful presence of God. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Psalm chapter 145 and respond simply, Lord God, you are my helper. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Lord God, you are my helper. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. Lord God, you are my helper. You open your hand, and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Lord God, you are my helper. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all of his works. Lord God, you are my helper. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Lord God, you are my helper, and I call on you now. So spend a few moments now in silent prayer, just calling on him in humility and truth, calling for his help. Let the silence continue as you deliberately focus on the love and presence and care of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take three deep, slow breaths from your belly. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, you are my helper. Lord God, you are my helper. As you breathe deeply, ponder what the Holy Spirit reveals to you about the love and presence and care of God. Be mindful of your deep, slow breathing as you deliberately focus on Lord God, you are my helper. Continue in silence as you become more aware of the Holy Spirit preparing you to be in the presence of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you as you focus on just one specific way that God cares for you in times of need, when the earth trembles. Your mind may wander as you consider it, and that's fine. But then return back to a reminder of His mercy through His care, His strength, and His refuge. Now, still in silence, listen to the first of three readings, each the same root verse but expanding into wider passages from different translations. Eternal words from Psalm chapter 46, verse 1, from the New Living Translation. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. What did you hear? Did something surprise you? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this as you paused a little longer? Or rest here once again, considering the ways God is your care, your strength, and your refuge in times of trouble. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Contemporary English Version. God is our mighty fortress and always ready to help in times of trouble. And so, we won't be afraid. Let the earth tremble and the mountains tumble into the deepest sea. What did you notice or become more aware of? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of His safety. What do you see? How does His help make you feel, and where do you feel it? Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Christian Standard Bible. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid. Though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the deepest of the seas, though its water roars and foams, and the mountains quake with its turmoil. Selah. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, and I understand this may be frightening, but embrace the fear as a reminder of God's peace. And I want you to feel the rumbling beneath your feet. Your brain unable to make sense of the conflict. And then feel the consuming fear. You realize your life is in the hands of people and things and places around you. You feel the shaking from deep within the belly of the earth. You also feel shaking in your own belly. So take a moment in your imagination to see the people, the things, and the places that you've put your hope in and replace them with God. Feel the shaking from deep within your belly and replace it with deep breaths of peace from God. As you were imagining the earthquake before, discern God's presence here and now as you consider the quakes that you might be facing today. There's no such thing as a minor earthquake when you're in one. So today, name your storm. Name the trouble you may be facing. Just whisper it to God. He isn't surprised by what you tell him. So thank him for being your refuge and strength in the midst of it. Your helper who is always found in times of trouble. Surrender your fear to him now as you continue in silence before your helper. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of surrender to God's care and his help. And let that be your meditation, whether at the dawn or the dusk. Lord God, you are my helper. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Help. Help and safe harbor. And let me pray now that you encounter the peace and the presence of God as your mighty fortress. Always ready to help in times of trouble. Even as life trembles and tumbles, don't be afraid, for he is your helper. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he smile upon you and be gracious to you. May he show you his mercy and give you his peace and help through Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will surely face moments of trembling and tumbling, where you experience the unexpected. But pause then to rejoice as you consider that God is your helper. Consider, too, how you can spontaneously help a friend or maybe a random stranger to feel the care, the refuge, and the help of God. Remember, you are His ambassador to this world. So how can you show the world the peace and the helping hand of God? So when you're ready, whether at the day spring or the darkness, expect to face moments of uncertainty in the hustle and bustle, but then find quiet from the trembling, and it will be there that you encounter God.